This is Jay Sekulow. The president tweets a direct message to Pastor Brunson.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Turkey's been a problem for a long time. They have not acted as a friend. We'll see what happens. They have a wonderful Christian pastor. He's a wonderful man, Pastor Brunson. They made up this phony charge that he's a spy, and he's not a spy. He's going through a trial right now, if you call it a trial. They should have given him back a long time ago. And Turkey has, in my opinion, acted very, very badly. So we haven't seen the last of that. We are not going to take it sitting down. They can't take our people. So you will see what happens.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The problems in Turkey have been brewing for a couple of years now, and the issue with Pastor Brunson, we met with government officials in Ankara on this very issue a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Mr. Erdogan is taking the Turkish people to the Stone Age in his sultanic aspirations, and it's very, very sad when we see the human rights egregious treatment of Turkish citizens after the coup attempt. And now the souring of his friends and allies.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. The president speaking directly out on the plight of Pastor Andrew Brunson. I have spoken with the president. I have spoken this morning, just moments ago, with Pastor Andrew Brunson. Let me just say this. The president has issued this statement via Twitter. Turkey has taken advantage of the United States for many years. They are now holding our wonderful Christian pastor, whom I must now ask to represent our country, as a great patriot hostage. Understand what he said there. Great patriot hostage. We will pay nothing for the release of an innocent man, but we are cutting back on Turkey. Let me say this is our official statement as Pastor Brunson's lawyers. This is our official statement on this. In diplomacy, there are bumps in the road. Clearly, we have hit a speed bump. However, we remain hopeful for his expeditious release. Having said that, let me be clear. We fully support the president's unwillingness to pay ransom for a hostage to the Turkish government, Turkey being a NATO ally. So we are very clear in our resolve. The president is clear in his resolve. The president asked me to convey to Andrew Brunson that he must now call on him to be an American patriot. And Andrew Brunson told me this morning we are grateful for what the president is doing in trying to secure his release, as well as the rest of the administration. Very, very strong words from the president. We have more of that. We'll play in a moment. Jordan, you've been handling a lot of these cases over many years now. This one, a NATO ally, but it is a speed bump. No question about it.
A NATO ally with an American hostage. I mean, that is the situation we are in now with Pastor Brunson's case. And I want to make that clear. This is a NATO ally holding an American citizen hostage. And we know now from President's tweet what Erdogan wanted. Cash, money. Not just an end to sanctions, but actual payment for it. And that's a hostage situation. That is not a, okay, we'll go back to negotiating the F-35s and the Russian missile defense system and all of that. No, no. He wanted cash. So the president's using the right terminology. When someone asks you for money to give a person back, that person is a hostage. It's like they have been kidnapped by a government and being held hostage for a ransom.
Let me tell you how serious this. Secretary Mnuchin spoke directly to this yesterday. Here's what he said.
How are you doing with sanctions on Turkey? And as you know, we doubled up the tariffs on steel and aluminum. Aluminum will happen very shortly. How are you doing with sanctions, please?
Sir, we're doing well. As you know, we were very clear with our counterparts there, both Secretary Pompeo and myself, on the release of the pastor. We've put sanctions on several of their cabinet members. Working with you, we have more that we're planning to do if they don't release him quickly.
This is coming from Secretary Mnuchin. I was with the secretary in Jerusalem not that long ago during the opening of the embassy. But let me be crystal clear. In diplomacy, there are speed bumps. We've hit one. We will see this return of this pastor. But the Turkish authorities need to understand. He's being held as a hostage now. He's a patriot. The country's not going to be intimidated. Pastor's not going to be intimidated. And a NATO ally needs to be rethinking its position. We'll take your calls and comments on all this at 1-800-684-3110. We come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
We're asking you to support the president's strong position on advocating for the release of Pastor Brunson, but also his no-nonsense with Turkey. Let me read you a couple of points here. First, this is a tweet from the president yesterday evening. Turkey has taken advantage of the United States for many years. They are now holding our wonderful Christian pastor who I must now ask to represent our country as a great patriot hostage. Very strong words there. We will pay nothing for the release of an innocent man, but we are cutting back on Turkey. Then this morning, the president said this in an address as he was leaving. Take a listen.
Turkey's been a problem for a long time. They have not acted as a friend. We'll see what happens. They have a wonderful Christian pastor. He's a wonderful man, Pastor Brunson. They made up this phony charge that he's a spy, and he's not a spy. He's going through a trial right now, if you call it a trial. They should have given him back a long time ago. And Turkey has, in my opinion, acted very, very badly. So we haven't seen the last of that. We are not going to take it sitting down. They can't take our people. So you will see what happens.
This is the statement, our statement, as Andrew Brunson's lawyer. I say this, in diplomacy, there are bumps in the road. Clearly, we have hit such a bump. However, we remain hopeful for Pastor Brunson's imminent and expeditious release. But let me be clear, we fully support the president's unwillingness to pay ransom for a hostage to Turkey, who's supposed to be a NATO ally. I will also underscore that the justice system there, as we know, is far from independent. We also know that this is having significant economic impacts on Turkey, which it should, because they're putting themselves and their country and their people in jeopardy over this, Pastor. What is the latest, Professor Hutchinson, on the Turkish economy? And there was a little bounce up in the lira yesterday. That is not the case today.
Absolutely. So the Turkish lira continues to fall. It has fallen by more than 40% over the past 8 months or so, in addition to which petroleum prices are skyrocketing in Turkey, largely because the Turkish lira continues to fall. So Turkish petroleum prices have gone up 60% over the last year or so. Hyperinflation is on the move. Foreign denominated debt continues to rise. This is an economic crisis, largely the making of one particular individual, President Erdogan, and his reckless economic policies.
We have a book called Burning Bridges, Turkey's Return to Islamic Authoritarianism. This was written in our Center for the Study of Law and Public Policy at Oxford. Let me say this regarding that. For anyone that gets on air today, we're going to get you a signed copy of this book with your questions or comment. And the question that we're asking you is, do you support the president's tough language and tough action? He's not paying money for a hostage. And this is an American who's done nothing. The judicial system in Turkey is not real. We should be very clear and unequivocal about that. And what we have right now is not only a sham trial proceeding, which is, of course, going on, but we also have an innocent American being held hostage, now held hostage in his home. But look, we're calling on Turkey for his immediate release, and so is the rest of the world. Jordan?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think you're at a situation here, as you said, this has reached a difficult road diplomatically, a bump in the road. Hopefully that's all it is. Maybe a more significant bump than those previous before. But what we have seen is the U.S. has not used the full power of our sanctions to right. punish Turkey. And we've already seen Turkey, the economy, as Harry was talking about, in a downfall. And so we have Steve Mnuchin telling the president yesterday, he says, we're ready to up. You know, right now, we have sanctions on two people in Turkey, two cabinet officials. What if we sanctioned every part of their economy? You think that they keep Andrew Brunson? How long do they think they keep Andrew Brunson in prison? I mean, there's only so many Coca-Cola bottles you can roll down and iPhones you can bust out in the streets. And by the way, who can afford a new iPhone right now in Turkey? Yeah. Unless you're the uber rich of the country. I mean, so it's kind of like, again, they are playing with some fire here. I think that's why the president said that message to Pastor Brunson. See yourself as a patriot now, because what we may have to do to get you out is full-scale sanctions, which, you know, we usually do not use on countries considered allies.
How do you see it, Andy, right now? I mean, you know this area.
Well, you know, I am wholly in accord with the things that Jordan has said. The Turks have become, or Erdogan, wanted to become the sultan. He wanted to go back to the pre-Ataturk days and to be a sultan and a strong man. And his word was the law. Well, he, you know, the Turks in elections gave him that authority and that power. He's been there, what, 16 years? Look what he's achieved in 16 years. He's brought Turkey to the bottom of the barrel. But I agree with President Trump's view with respect to what he's doing on behalf of Pastor Brunson. This may be partially because of my Greek heritage, but as far as I'm concerned, make him buckle.
Well, and this brings up the question, Thane. By the way, we want to know your reaction to all of this. Do you support what the president's doing? If you do or you don't, we'll take both. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. I spoke to Pastor Brunson this morning. I told him that the president is asking him to be an American patriot who's being held hostage. He understood the consequences of that. What do you have to say? 1-800-684-3110, if you want to convey a message to the president, or for that matter to Andrew Brunson. It's a good time to get it in. I'm going to be talking to both of them again today. So 1-800-684-3110. Than, they're already getting questions about, what about those F-35s to our NATO ally?
Yeah, the F-35 delay was passed in the National Defense Authorization Act and signed into law by the president, Jay. That delayed the delivery of those F-35s for 90 days. We're about a week into that timeline until the report is delivered by DOD. But, Jay, that's just one of many things that could be extended. I mean, the Turkish economy is cratery now, but they haven't seen anything yet. I mean, Jordan alluded to the access to the U.S. banking system. Right now, there are those sanctions on two cabinet members. If that extended countrywide and they were frozen out of the U.S. banking system, it would literally bring their economy to a halt. Jay, that's to say nothing of the diplomatic channels or the security channels, or think about the international lending. The United States controls much of the international lending, too, and could restrict Turkey's access to that. So if Turkey thinks that they're in a bind now over the F-35s and two cabinet officials being sanctioned, they better buckle in.
Well, Jordan, what do you think those sanctions look like? Additional sanctions.
I think you start with the economic issues, so banking. You start with the trade and currency, utilizing U.S. dollars. I mean, it's broad. I mean, all we've done is sanction two people, so we haven't targeted an industry yet. I think you could target more individuals. You could target certain businesses. So I think what the plethora of options at the table of the Treasury Department to how much pain you want to inflict and how quickly. And then how quickly could that pain be removed? I think that's got to be part of the equation. If you still want to negotiate, you want to be able to inflict the kind of maximum amount of pain that can be taken back, you know, quickly if they do the right thing. Or has something bigger shifted here? I think we don't know that yet, but they're obviously the messaging from the President of the United States to Pastor Brunson, the messaging from the Secretary of the Treasury to President Trump on the, and then of course the messaging from President Erdogan.
Let me ask you this, Harry. Next series of sanctions. How does it look? I mean, following up on what Jordan said, what does it look like in your view?
Well,
you've taught law and economics, so what does it look like here?
One area that Turkey remains incredibly vulnerable to is the arena of sanctions on its economic and banking and financial system. Recently, for instance, the central bank has intervened in the economy, and it has stabilized the value of the lira, at least temporarily. But investors continue to bet against the Turkish economy. So you can sell Turkish bonds short. You can sell Turkish securities short. And then the United States can impose sanctions on the Turkish banking system, making it very difficult for Turkey to continue to purchase petroleum. As I said earlier, petroleum prices in Turkey have risen by about 60%. This has a crushing effect on the Turkish economy. And so Pastor Brunson has become an increasingly expensive hostage, if you will, in Turkey. And the Turkish government needs to recognize reality. The blocking point, I think, is President Erdogan. He is a very stubborn guy, and it's, for him, I think, a matter of pride to stand up to the United States.
So no face-saving measure right now.
So he's looking for a face-saving measure, but I doubt that President Trump is prepared to give him one.
I mean— Well, the president's not paying for a hostage. We're not doing that. This is the United States. We're not doing that. They've done that before. It's not doesn't work out very well.
No, I mean that's you're starting to get towards end of having an ally, even calling him a member of NATO. I would imagine this needs to come before NATO at some point, because if, as we now know from the president's tweet, what was indicated by Erdogan is that okay, done this, this, and this, but ultimately we're not going to release him unless you give us this much money. That is a ransom request. That is a hostage situation inside the NATO alliance. At that point, I think it needs to be brought before NATO. That's why I think, you know, this involves really the international community. You said Dad, you know, once the most expensive pastor. I think this becomes one of the most complicated situations involving a group that is supposed to be friendly and united.
Yeah, unreal. All right, we'll take your calls. Lines are jammed. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Back with more on the detainment of an American patriot, Andrew Brunson. Back with more in a moment.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. If you are just joining us, let me read this. It's a powerful tweet from the President of the United States. It came out last night, about 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Turkey has taken advantage of the United States for many years. They are now holding our wonderful Christian pastor, who I must now ask to represent our country as a great patriot hostage. We will pay nothing for the release of an innocent man, but we are cutting back on Turkey. Let me break that down for you. We will pay nothing for the release. That means, and I'm just telling you what, you know, I'm reading from that tweet, that Erdogan, to President Trump, said, okay, here's what it will take for you to get your pastor back, money. So not a lifting of the sanctions on the Minister of Justice of the Interior, not the F-35s moving smoothly, or the handling of the Russian missile defense system, the S-400 system, and a restoring of relationships. Not just trying to get back to, like, you know, good relationships. No. We want money. So you now have Turkey, in the sense Pastor Brunson is in a hostage situation rather than just being a prisoner, and is also a situation where Turkey, it appears via the tweet, has demanded a ransom for his release. Now, let's unpack it one step further. This is a NATO ally asking for a ransom to release an American. I mean, so they're admitting that's why we're holding him. We're holding him for money. So I agree with President Trump that that Pastor Brunson, and I heard him this morning, as we spoke to him this morning, that he's got to, again, keep his head up high, know that his country is doing everything it can, and the leaders in his country, to see his release, but that he is seen here as a patriot and a hostage. And the news is reporting that widely on every single network. Today on all media accounts, and we've told you that it's so important in these situations is to keep those discussions, keep these issues forefront and center so that Turkey can't ignore it and the U.S. can't ignore it and government officials can't ignore it. And I wouldn't think that President Trump would, but I'm talking about even Congress members can't move on, and that the American people have to be inundated with the story about this American pastor who continues to be in prison, and now the country imprisoning him is a NATO ally asking for a ransom payment to be made to see to his release. Let's go right to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Anna's calling in from Maryland online too. Anna, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you very much. And my question was about our NATO allies. I know you started to address some of the things they could do in concert, but where are they now helping us as individual countries? And are they trying to bring any influence to bear?
So let me go to Than Bennett, Washington, D.C. Than, you work a lot with our international team. I mean, one of the complicating factors here is that though there is this NATO alliance that Turkey is part of, this is also an American. So most countries, even inside the alliance, would defer to the American government, who would be in direct contact with the family to decide what strategies to take, what strategies the family was comfortable taking. So a lot of this will be up to America in a sense. Now, I do think we reach a point where NATO this has to be brought before NATO, because you've got a NATO member asking from a NATO member's leader, elected leader, asking another NATO member's elected leader to pay ransom for one of their citizens to be released.
Yeah, I think this is that point where the game changes, Jordan. I mean, we've been very clear that it's an American citizen. The United States needs to lead. But look, when it comes to diplomacy, even in an international sense, these words have very specific meanings. When ransom is demanded, it means by definition there is a hostage. If ransom is paid for the hostage, what does that create? It means more Americans or more foreign tourists will be taken, Jordan. So the world really has a vested incentive here to make sure that ransom is not paid for any hostage. And you've talked about the Turkish economy cratering. Imagine if more hostages are taken, the tourism in Turkey will plummet. So I think this is the point where there is a clear hostage by international definition. Ransom has been demanded. I think this is when NATO does need to step in. Now, I will tell you, more than 100 members of the European Parliament have responded and signed a letter on Pastor Brunson's defense on his behalf. But I think this is the point, Jordan, where you sort of cross that threshold from this being a U.S.-only thing to a problem that the rest of the world and the rest of the alliance has to take on.
I think that's right.
Yeah, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on the air, that's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go back to the phones. Jason in Iowa, online 3. Jason, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jason. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
As I was saying to your pre-screen, and I listen to y'all every day. Y'all do a wonderful job.
Thanks.
As I told your pre-screener, I really feel like Obama has actually put a catalyst to this, them demanding money.
Yeah.
And I really think Trump should stay on the course he's going on and keep the sanctions going until, you know, they either release or, you know, their assistance starts
going
after
them. Look, the sanctions haven't they've just begun. I mean, this is the beginning stages of sanctions. We're nowhere near, Harry, the full implement of sanctions that could be levied against Turkey for holding Brunson.
Yes, the United States has announced a massive tariff increase on steel and aluminum. I believe tariffs have doubled, and the president is prepared to go further. On the other hand, President Erdogan remains defiant. But President Erdogan and Turkey are in a very vulnerable position.
How vulnerable are they?
Well, they're in a vulnerable position largely because of the reckless economic policies of President Erdogan. He's engaged in a massive spending campaign. In addition, inflation is rising dramatically. Petroleum prices are rising. And he faces a threat when the United States places sanctions on Iran in November with respect to petroleum, because Turkey is heavily dependent on Iran for
yep.
oil and gas.
And Iran's about to get sanctioned now. So, Andy, when you look at it as someone that's been there, and you'd say that Stan was just talking about the tourism industry being way down. How does all this impact the body politic there?
Well, I mean, it impacts it very, very badly, because tourism is one of the great things that the Turks tout as something that you want to come to Turkey to see the wonders of Istanbul, of the Byzantine Empire, go down the coast to Antalya, go to Ephesus, go to Cappadocia and see the churches, come to Ankara and see what we've done. All these things. Tourism is a great part of the Turkish economy. Who would go to Turkey now? I certainly wouldn't be a person who would want to go to Turkey now for fear that I could be snatched, put in a Turkish jail and forgotten. And I think one other thing that was mentioned by this caller, Obama has set the precedent. He gave money to the Iranians.
$1.8 billion, the exact amount they want.
And isn't it funny that Erdogan wants exactly that same amount of money? And yep. what did they do? They spent it on terrorism. I'm not saying the Turks are necessarily going to do that, but I mean, it's that kind of policy that was followed recklessly by Obama that now Erdogan is asking our president, President Trump, to do. And the president has firmly said, no, I'm not doing it.
All right. We're coming up to a break here. We're going to be taking your calls. You also can, if you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, there's an easy way for you to do it. Just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. You can get audio only. And, of course, on Facebook and Periscope and other social media platforms, we're available there as well. So we encourage people to call in with their calls and comments.
1-800-684-3110. The tweet last night from President Trump, really to Pastor Brunson. They are now holding our wonderful Christian pastor, who I must now ask to represent our country, as a great patriot hostage. We will pay nothing for the release of an innocent man. We are cutting back on Turkey. We'll come right back on JSecio Live. Pastor Brunson now a hostage and a ransom being demanded by Turkish leader Erdogan for his release. Back at 1-800-684-3110 on JSecio Live.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
They should have given him back a long time ago. And Turkey has, in my opinion, acted very, very badly. So we haven't seen the last of that. We are not going to take it sitting down. They can't take our people. So you will see what happens.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Here was the tweet that started last night. Turkey has taken advantage of the United States for many years. They are now holding our wonderful Christian pastor, who I must now ask to represent our country as a great patriot hostage. We will pay nothing for the release of an innocent man, but we are cutting back on Turkey. And I will tell you this, that the fact of the matter is, and you need to understand this, the scope and nature of what we're dealing with here is he is now held hostage. Let me give you my official statement as Pastor Brunson's lawyer. I also spoke with the president last night and again multiple times yesterday on this involving Pastor Brunson, and he is committed to his release, but we're not going to, he's being held hostage and we're not going to pay ransom. That's what this is. Here's what our official statement is in support of Pastor Brunson. In diplomacy, there are bumps in the road. Clearly, we have hit one. However, we remain hopeful for the pastor's release on an expeditious basis, but let me be clear. We fully support the president's unwillingness to pay ransom for a hostage to Turkey, a so-called NATO ally. That's the official position of the American Center for Law and Justice, my position as the pastor's lawyer. The president has also made it very clear on what he's expecting here. Let me quickly go to Jordan. I want to go to Jordan and Than with this, and that is governmental action on the U.S. part has just begun.
That's right. I mean, Turkey feels like they're feeling pain right now. Don't buy iPhones, which, by the way, who there can afford it right now? And if dump your Coca-Cola out, I mean, okay. That's over sanctions over the Minister of Justice and the Minister of Interior and a delay in the F-35 and some of the idea that there may be more sanctions if Pastor Brunson's not released. Imagine if there are more sanctions actually imposed. What happens to their economy? The people who right now can be, kind of act out in the streets and think that they're supporting their strongman government here. I don't think that lasts so long. This will be a true test, as we've already brought up. Is this Turkey that says we're done with NATO and we want to be treated like an Iran, like a North Korea, like live under sanctions, live not as a part of the West, not as part of an ally? Do we want to hold hostages for ransom money? Or are we going to get our act together here after we feel the pain of a U.S. sanctions regime, which they have not yet felt and they are not used to? They are not Iran. They are not North Korea. They have never been through this kind of pain before. They are not Russia, even, in the sense that they know how to work through those situations with their financial institutions.
I want to go right to Than. Same thing governmentally. What do you think happens next year?
I think there are two main moves, Jay, both economic-based. First, the world still runs on the dollar. So if the United States, according to Secretary Mnuchin, it sounds to me like he's prepared to deny Turkey access to the dollar and to the U.S. banking system. Jordan's correct. Turkey will absolutely crater without access to the dollar and the banking system. And then number two, Jay, I really think it's tourism. I mean, we know the State Department has issued this travel warning because of arbitrary detention. Guess what? I think that's the next step for NATO allies. People will stop traveling to Turkey. And those two factors, the dollar and the U.S. banking system, and the lack of tourism drying up. Look out, Turkey.
How big is the Turkey tourist industry?
It is a huge industry. It is like the tourism industry in Greece. They want to attract tourists to come to Istanbul, to go into Cappadocia, to the interior of Turkey, to their beaches in Antalya, and to see the religious sites in Ephesus and all the places where St. Paul went and Christianity was born, which, by the way, is now a crime in Turkey, Christianization, according to their indictment. But they want to do all this, and this is not the way to do it. This is the opposite.
Harry, let me give me a 20-second aspect. What's the current status of the lira as of this morning?
Well, the lira is down by another 5%.
How significant is that?
That's a very dramatic move in terms of currency for a single day.
Again, in diplomacy, there's bumps in the road. We've hit a bump. There's no doubt about it. However, we remain hopeful for the pastor's expeditious release. But let me be clear, we fully support the president's unwillingness to pay ransom for a hostage to the nation of Turkey, a NATO ally. We'll be back with your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110. I spoke to Pastor Brunson, conveyed that. He said, I understand. I am a patriot. We are grateful for what the president and others are doing to secure our release. We'll be back with more, including your calls, at 1-800-684-3110 in just a moment.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. And our second half hour has already kicked off. We had a good call, I think, to put it in perspective, a good comment come in on Periscope from Laura. And I answered it for our Facebook and Periscope audience, but I wanted to explain it to all of you so you understand what Pastor Brunson and his family have been through. Laura wrote, just how long has the pastor been held? 679 days. So this began really during, the, I think it was the, during the transition. It was before the U.S. election, right before the U.S. election. It was not resolved quickly, even though initially he was held in a detention facility for where you would like be, you'd be deported. So even while the Trump campaign was turning into the Trump transition team, this issue was being worked on. So that's how long the Trump team, Vice President Pence, and of course President Trump taking the direct lead almost every single day when necessary, Secretary of State Pompeo and others, their whole staffs. But David, that's how long it's been worked on. So it's 679 days. That includes the house arrest as well from the last few weeks, which means we are getting closer and closer to 2 years, 730 days. So I think that's very important when you point out these messages of strength from the U.S. president to President Brunson, which he knew we could communicate to him directly via phone to, again, represent his country as a great patriot because he's now a hostage. I think it just underscores that when we go through the time. Sometimes we forget how long this has gone on. It's gone on since before President Trump was elected. And really, the work from the Trump team began during the Trump transition before they had even taken the power. Because remember, we had those periods of time. There was no Secretary of State. There was a Secretary of State that wasn't very effective. And we got Mike Pompeo in, and things started really changing, and the president really engaging. But it's tough.
This is tough negotiating. Let's go right back to the phones at 800-684-3110.
Yeah, let's go to, I think this is a really interesting, unique call, too, a Tyler in Idaho on line six. Tyler, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Is there a possibility that Turkey will close the Dardanelles Strait to American shipping vessels in response to sanctions from the U.S.?
That would be a provocation act of war, in my view. What do you think, Andy?
That would be an act of war, but it also would implicate the Russians, because the Russians use those as from the Black Sea into the Sea of Marmara and then ultimately into the Aegean, and that would be the last thing that Erdogan would want, a war with the Russians and a war with the Americans as well. That's not going to happen.
And that would have dramatic impacts on the economy if they close the Dardanelles. That's like the Iranians with the Straits of Hormuz. I mean, you start doing this.
Absolutely. Yeah. And but we should not underestimate Erdogan's willingness to put his pride before the Turkish economy.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. We're going to take more calls. 1-800-684-3110. Yep. But before I do that, Than, is there any talk of a specific additional sanctions that the Congress and the Senate, I mean, we know, of course, they're working on the F-35 situation. Is there anything else being talked about or even whispered about?
Yeah, there is, Jay. I mean, the appropriations season is upon us, and Senator Lankford and Senator Shaheen have promised additional sanctions during that process. They haven't decided exactly which ones will be in play, but they have promised to move more if that October 1st date comes without additional measures. I would just note, though, Jay, everything that we've talked about so far, that doesn't need additional statutory authority. So I think Lankford and Shaheen are willing to go that extra layer, but most of this, like denying access to the dollar, that can happen without additional congressional action.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we're taking more calls. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to them.
Lynette is calling in from New York on line 5. Lynette, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lynette.
Thank you so much for taking my call. God bless you. I've been praying for each of you and all of you regularly, and going to continue that.
So you live in, you go into your question, you live in Long Island, right?
Yes, I do.
Where?
I live in Wyandanch. I work in Woodbury.
Oh, Woodbury.
So I was born in Brooklyn.
I was born in Brooklyn and lived in Jericho. There you go. We're neighbors. All right. Very good. Go
Absolutely.
Ahead with your question.
And I'm so proud of another Long Islander doing so great.
There you go.
My comment is, yes, I'm in 100% support of President Trump's and his administration's position and your position as well. And I'm so grateful for the wisdom and the courage and the persistence that I see demonstrated there. My question is in regards to other countries' reaction to this. I believe it was Qatar that stated that they were going to try to boost the lira in response to all this. So my question is, do you think that there are going to be other countries that will try to follow that lead and make it even more difficult for us to get Pastor Brunson released?
Harry?
Well, I think Turkey will indeed try. It has reached out, for instance, to Germany. The Turkish government has intervened in the economy in order to stabilize the lira. But it's important to note that none of these efforts deal with the fundamental problems in the Turkish economy. So what Turkey is doing now is very much like a cancer patient taking painkillers. It does nothing to deal with the underlying disease, even though it alleviates the pain in the short run. So these measures will not necessarily work in the long run. They are face-saving moves, I believe, in the short run.
I also think that those can be moves like a cutter to save their own economic interest there. So maybe get in, boost up, and get out. They're going to handle things economically a little different with financial planning. So I don't see that so much as we're trying to save Turkey, because I don't think they would do that. That's not the kind of allies that you get in the Middle East usually. They do things usually that would benefit themselves. So if they need a little boost in the currency for some of their own reason, I think that's probably more likely what we saw. That what we'd have to see is some mass movement by all these countries around the world to boosting their economy, kind of standing up in the U.S. And I just don't see that in light of what this is about. It's about an American pastor. I don't see those countries really wanting to get into it with the U.S. on that.
I want to play, and you're talking about the sanctions. Let's play Secretary Mnuchin's statement. He said, sir, we're doing well. And then he goes on. Let's take a listen.
How are you doing with sanctions on Turkey? And as you know, we doubled up the tariffs on steel and aluminum. Aluminum will happen very shortly. How are you doing with sanctions, please?
Sir, we're doing well. As you know, we were very clear with our counterparts there, both Secretary Pompeo and myself, on the release of the pastor. We've put sanctions on several of their cabinet members. Working with you, we have more that we're planning to do if they don't release him quickly.
So I want you to understand what's going on here. The President of the United States, the Secretary of State, the Vice President, and the Secretary of the Treasury are all involved in obtaining the release of Pastor Brunson, who is now, as the President calls him, a great American patriot who is being held as a hostage. And those are strong words coming from our President, but that's the reality of what we've got. Let's go ahead. Let's take another call here before the break. We are taking your calls at 800-684-3110.
Yep. Patrick in Nevada. I think that this is something shared by a lot of people. Patrick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jordan and Jay.
Yep.
Jay, because we're similar age, and I've spoken with you before.
Yep.
I was a United States Marine.
Yes, sir.
And I remember when I was in with Carter, and he had our military so demoralized because of the hostages over in Iran. And then when Reagan came in, man, we felt like finally we got somebody who's taking care of us and going to take charge. I see a great similarity between that and what the Obama administration did and how they demoralized our military, and that how now how much we love President Trump and the backbone and support that he shows.
Well, the Defense Authorization Act then showed a tremendous boost to the military. I mean, it was finally got a raise after, 11 years of basically nothing?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the strength of the United States, Jay, it's only worth something if you're willing to use it. And I actually think the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, showed both sides of the strength. On one side, it raised the pay for the troops and authorized a whole range of defense programs throughout the Pentagon. At the other hand, on the other side of the equation, Jay, it used the stick approach and said, look, if you're not going to act like an ally, we're not going to partner with you on security programs such as the F-35. We're going to delay the delivery of those jets. So, Jay, I mean, I think the caller's right. I think the strength of the United States is being used, and it's particularly apropos when you compare it to the last administration that did pay for hostages. This one has specifically said that they will not. So I think great caller, great point, and the strength of the United States is on display.
All right, we're going to go ahead and go get ready for our next segment of the broadcast. So the last segment, you can ask us a question on any topic, but of course we're getting a lot of questions on this one. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. So we'll take your calls. If you ask me, do I think that Brunson will be released? The answer is yes. Can I tell you the date? The answer is no, I cannot. Do I know the president, the vice president, the secretary of treasury, and the secretary of state are committed to the release? Yes. Do I believe he's being held as a hostage? The answer is yes. That's the status of the case right now. I said this earlier. I'll say it again. In diplomacy, there's bumps in the road. There's no question we've hit a bump. I spoke to Pastor Brunson this morning. I spoke to the president yesterday evening on this. There's full commitment to see the release. But, Jordan, they're not going to pay hostage money. They're not paying ransom.
No. I mean, this is, again, you don't do that. I mean, this is acting like, again, it's not how allies are supposed to work together, even in disagreements. The fact that Erdogan pulled this stunt is, I guess, not shocking anymore, but it shows a deterioration relationship, and it's why we need to pray that Pastor Brunson remains strong. As President Trump tweeted. We'll be right back.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.
President tweeted yesterday evening, I spoke to the president just about this time this was going to happen. Turkey has taken advantage of the United States for many years. They are now holding our wonderful Christian pastor, who I must now ask to represent our country, as a great patriot hostage. We will pay nothing for the release of an innocent man, but we are cutting back on Turkey and, of course, additional sanctions. I made this statement. This is our official statement from the American Center for Law and Justice and my official statement as the pastor's lawyer. In diplomacy, there are bumps in the road. Clearly, we have hit one. However, we remain hopeful for the release of Pastor Brunson on an expeditious basis. But let me be clear, we fully support the president's unwillingness to pay ransom for a hostage to the nation of Turkey, a NATO ally. That is our statement on this. Obviously, a lot of moving parts on this whole situation. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to him.
Sandy in Missouri on line three. Sandy, welcome to JSEC Live. You're on the air.
Sandy, go ahead. You're on.
Yeah, thank you. A fan for many years.
Great.
I wanted to know, I had heard that there were other Americans held over there, and I'm wondering if that's true, and are we going to do anything about it?
There are other Americans that are being held. I think that it's clear to say that there's ongoing negotiations for them as well. That's fan, do you have anything else on that?
Well, I would just tell you this, the NDAA bill we talked about, Jay, referenced one of them, Serkan Golge. They referenced the staff of the United States Embassy not by name. That was strategic, Jay. So I think we should echo the same thing. It's Andrew Brunson, Serkan Golge, and then United States mission staff there in the embassy in Turkey.
All right, let's go ahead. We're gonna try to go through these calls again. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110.
Yep, let's go to Dale in Indiana, online one. Dale, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Dale, you're on the air.
Thank you. I support President Trump completely in the sanctions, but I wonder if these economic sanctions don't work, will there be a possibility of some type of military intervention or military action?
Not likely to see military. I can't imagine a scenario where you'd see military action, but let's focus on the first part, the economic sanctions. Ultimately, I'll start with Jordan on this. The economic sanctions will work.
Yeah, I mean,
because they can be severe.
It's not a country that is used to dealing with being sanctioned. They're used to being treated like a NATO ally, basically being able to operate freely, even though they had kind of a little bit of corruption, a little bit of a black market going on. They've been treated as if kind of a regular world player when it comes to the economy. So they're not used to, they're not North Korea or even China or yep. Russia or Iran, where they're used to dealing with what it's like to be a sanctioned government and a people who are sanctioned, when the bread isn't full in the stores, when the wheat is not available, when things start drying up, when electricity doesn't. I mean, they're not used to that. And by the way, get an image of Turkey right now. They're not at that point yet either.
No.
So, I mean, that's down the road. But oof, they want to get there. I mean, you can get a country there really fast, and then it takes a long time to pull out of
that. Andy, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't think military operations is really going to ensue as a consequence of this. I think the economic sanctions and the economic warfare that we are waging against them and the imposition of these severe restrictions is really going to bring the Turks to their knees. And I agree with Jordan. Turkey is not a country that is used to being sanctioned. I mean, when is the last time we sanctioned Turkey?
Right.
I mean, I don't know that we have ever sanctioned Turkey with the pressure that we have put on it. I commend the president for doing this, because even though it's one American, that's a one American too many.
What do you think?
So it's important to keep in mind two things. First, the United States can impose additional sanctions on Turkey. In addition, the United States can impose additional tariffs on Turkey.
And those are different. So explain the difference.
Those are different. So with respect to tariffs, we're talking about essentially placing a tax on the importation of Turkish goods into the United States. And Turkey needs the United States economy, particularly in the agricultural sector. But in the financial sector, Turkey is highly dependent on access to U.S. dollars. And so the United States can impose additional sanctions with respect to financial transactions in dollar-denominated currencies, I should say. And the United States has the capability to ratchet that up exponentially. So Turkey has not seen anything yet if they wish to play an economic game with the United States.
All right, I think let's take another phone call. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Michael in California, online too. Michael, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Michael, you're on.
Thank you. I've got a quick question, a couple questions.
Okay.
The military we have there and the personnel dependents that are there, are they confined to the base, or are they still spending all their money in the public sector?
Well, no, it's we have an Interlink air base is the largest military operation in the zone or in the region that we have. So, Than, that is, but the when you talk about the military action, the stop on the F-35s becomes very significant for the Turkish military. I'll let you finish your other question in a moment. Go ahead, Than.
Yeah, the penalty here would really be on the Turks. The U.S. troops are not confined to the base, but that is a very important base for us, Jay. But I think the F-35s, the access to the F-35 program, would be the first security component that you would see taken away from the Turks. Remember, what passed in the NDAA bill was a 90-day delay in the delivery of the F-35. But look, if Pastor Brunson's not home, as that 90-day period starts to expire, I can guarantee you that the F-35s are still on the table as a leverage point. So Incirlik Air Force Base is very important to the United States. But in the security partnership between the United States and Turkey, it's far more important to Turkey than it is the United States. I'm not saying it's unimportant. We want that alliance. But Turkey, the United States can defend itself far better than Turkey can.
JT on Facebook writes, doesn't demanding the ransom totally destroy their argument? There's a legal case against the pastor. Well, you see what happened here is that President Trump took that out to the open. So President Erdogan, these guys, again, they're not used to dealing with this kind of president. They have this discussion. And President Trump says, you know what, I'm going to tell everybody what you just did. And he did via Twitter. You asked me for money to get Pastor Brunson released. So don't tell me about your, don't have your Minister of Justice come out anymore and tell me don't interfere in our judicial processes. You wouldn't want us doing that. You begged me for money. You asked for a ransom. You are a kidnapper, Erdogan. And we'll treat you like that until Brunson is released. So I think what likely happened there is it was president to president, and these presidents just don't believe they think the president's always bluffing. I just don't get it anymore. I mean, how many times does this president have to show it is not a bluff? There are red lines. When they are crossed, he does what he says will happen.
Kim on Facebook says, I'm praying for Pastor Brunson and his family. Lucy says, why was Pastor Brunson? I think Harry hit something he didn't mean to hit. Either that, I heard like a mom coming into the studio. She said, so I'm praying for Pastor Brunson and his family. Why was Pastor Brunson in Turkey? He ran a church, a small Protestant church in Turkey. And then Michael says, I think Turkey will buckle, and I tend to think that's correct. Andy, but the legal aspect goes on in the farce that it is.
Well, it is. And what Jordan said is true. You don't demand money if you've got a legal case and say, you know, I'll tell you what I'll do. You give me $1.8 billion, whatever it is, and the legal case goes out the door. There's no legal issue. Christianization is no longer a crime. He never did anything. What a bunch of nonsense.
It clearly is. All right, that does it for the broadcast. Hey, look, be in prayer for Pastor Brunson. I spoke to him. He's being firm, but let's pray for our leaders. Pray for the leaders in Turkey that they understand what's at stake for their country and for their people as they continue to hold an American hostage. That's what this is. Again, if you want to engage with us, ACLJ.org or on our social media platforms at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, at American Center for Law and Justice. And don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Anything you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. That's ACLJ.org. ACLJ.org. Have a great weekend.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.